This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up on running. Charlie Brown say my show, boy, don't ever give in.
Good night, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Brown. Many know me as Scrooge, Scoochie. Many call me MP, Mayor. So many different nicknames that have been given over the years because of my work and mutual respect people have for me as a young man in my community. Telephone numbers tonight, if you want to join the conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. I am the host of the talk show, Inside the Inner City, that premieres on Guardian Radio, 6:30 to 8 p.m. every Fridays except holidays. And I would like to say to all of the listeners that listen to the show and listen to Guardian Radio, I want you to know that I really appreciate it, especially when I'm walking around and many of you are stopping and, you know, giving me the thumbs up and telling me that I'm doing an awesome job and I'm helping change people's views. Some things they didn't understand about the inner city community, and they're understanding, and many people are starting to give back, and, you know. So I'd just like to say the thanks to all of my listeners. Santana Forbes is my good friend. I have Adrian, my classmate, him and his girlfriend, they listen. I have a lot of people listening in the inner city communities who I probably wouldn't remember the name at this moment, but I would just like to say to each and every one of you, I appreciate you, and, you know, I really do appreciate you guys. I want to give out some community announcement. We have made so many great progress in the community lately. I want to give a special shout out to Leonard and Bahamas on their partnership with the community of Grandstand and the whole entire Bahamas on their second annual basketball tournament that is taking place right now on McPherson Park, Hayes Creek. We have about, I'd say about 300, 250 kids and about 50 or 60 grown-ups or even more. I could say up to 350 people on the park right now. You can see many kids are very excited. We have coach and referee and organizer, Abel Joseph, international player, giving back. He is formerly from Mason Edition, but over the years, you know, I grew him up and he has participated in the basketball tournament over the years, so we passed the mantle on from one to the next. Now he's organizing the tournament. He's out there doing a wonderful job, him and Ivan from Mason Edition, and a few of the referees are from Mason also. It's great competition. We also would like to give a shout out to Inspector Bo, who was attached to the COVID-19 protocol division. He is also participating in the safety of the residents and also the COVID-19 protocols. He is actually on the park from we started 3 days ago. So I'd like to give a shout out and spec to Bo for doing an awesome job. He's interacting with the residents. No one is intimidated. Everyone feels at home. It's just a wonderful atmosphere in the community. And it's great to see everyone is coming out and socializing. You know, last 2 years with the COVID-19 has completely taken away our freedom. And I'm glad that a lot of restrictions are being decreased in the country. And now we can get back to being a little bit of normal and get back our insanity again, you know, that cooped up and locked down and can't travel and et cetera, has took a toll on each and every one of us. So I want to compliment the government on actually easing the burden up on the Bahamian people. Yes. I also want to give a thanks to the Urban Renewal Division that is actually in Lewis Creek. I want to give a shout out to Superintendent Pratt. I hope I get the ranks right. Superintendent Pratt, who just was attached to the Urban Renewal, which is on Lewis Creek. And he has been doing a tremendous job of interacting with the neighborhood just recently, every Tuesday, beginning at 7 a.m. to about 2 o'clock. The whole entire branch of the Urban Renewal and the Neighborhood Watch now partnershiping, and every Tuesday they will be on Mafesson Park, Hay Street, to have coffee and donuts, security precautions and security measures. They have a lot of solar panels that are very cheap. They have alarm systems, cameras, et cetera, that can be available to the residents that reside in the community as a safety measure, solar lights, and et cetera. So it was a very interesting Tuesday with the Urban Renewal Community Policing and the Neighborhood Watch. And they'd be there every Tuesday. And I think this is a part of the program that the Commissioner of Police, when he talks about we need to find better ways to interact with the citizens because of the many complaints and lawsuits that the police force has lost over bad behavior of officers has cost the force millions and millions of dollars. And many of us as citizens have been intimidated by our Royal Bahamas Police Force members who are supposed to protect and serve. On the other hand, we have extraordinary officers. And one of the extraordinary officers that I'm talking about here is also from the Urban Renewal Department. And this is Miss Sergeant Shallow. I met Sergeant Shallow as part of the initiative of community policing and community leaders working with police officers in the community to bring a better communication skills with the Royal Bahamas Police Force. In fact, for the last few weeks, I've been walking around with inspectors and sergeants in the community, pointing out derelict vehicles, pointing out yards that are completely, you know, garbage filled, and giving them ideas, and they're working on it, and they're moving fast. In fact, before the tournament started, we were able to get the lights turning on. Sergeant Shallow was working overtime, talking to BPL and anyone she knew who had the contact to get the light on for us, because the light has not been on the park for a few months now. We were able to get the light on in partnership with the minister of the community and the constituency, the Honorable Mr. Watson, who himself chipped in with drinks and Gatorade and water for the kids, but he himself called the BPL board and those who were in charge of the department. And I sit on the side of him actually, and I listened to him. And he said, it's a must that we get this on. It's a must that we get this activity on. It's a must we get this tournament on. So I want to say thanks to the MP of being in grandstand, Mr. Watson, for standing the job of actually being on the ground and making a small problem, which is actually a big problem for us, because we need the lights on the community in order for the kids and the community to have a wonderful time at the basketball tournament. Okay? So I want to say thanks to the Member of Parliament, Mr. Watson. I also want to give thanks to, again, Sergeant Chalo. She was very informative, and she is canvassing the streets, and she's talking to the residents corner to corner, getting information, not on crime, but information that relates to community building. How can we help at the Urban Rural Department? And I like this new strategy by the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and I think it's going to go a long way. So we're working diligently with the Urban Renewal Center in the Grandstand community in Lewis Creek. So we are seeing a great communication and a great relationship is building because, like I said, I myself is walking with police and the community itself likes that because we're making changes, you know, making changes. Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to these great persons. Lanahan, Bahamas, just recently had a groundbreaking ceremony on Lewis Creek. A great partnership was established with the FTX. The FTX company has partnership with Lanahan, Bahamas, and the community of Grandstand. Partnership and to build a state-of-the-art community center. They donated $500,000 and it was matched by additional $500,000. All of this is in proceed to build a center that can educate the community residents, especially the kids, and give them an opportunity so they can be productive citizens. As you can see, Lanahan Bahamas has also taken the part of the sporting events. We're actually doing the second annual basketball tournament. So we're working diligently in the community as a team of persons and organizations from around the country and around the world to make the Bahamas a better place. So we're working in that community of Grandstand and we're seeing great progress. We have an urban renewal center with wonderful officers that are assisting the community, community-minded. We are seeing where we have companies like FTX, and Lanahan Bahamas is partnershiping in our community. This is where we need to go. This is how we're going to change the dynamics of what goes on in our community. I also want to give a special thanks out to Ms. Sheila Pritchett, you know, descendant of Asage Pritchett. Ms. Sheila Pritchett is an outstanding Bahamian. She has gone all out to also use her influence to bring organization together to assist Lanahan Bahamas. So she's using her own resources. She's using her clientele. So we are seeing a lot of progress from around the country from persons who are concerned and really, really wants to make a difference in the lives of the average Bahamians and give them an opportunity for them to be productive citizens in our country. I want to give a shout out to Kenya Raming. I see you, Kenya. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Roberto Newball down in Freeport watching. I get your grandson. I hope I pronounced it right. I'm watching and all my Facebook friends. And if you want to tune into the show, you can tune into 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. Yeah. So we're seeing community policing. We're seeing organization investing in the community. We're seeing Lanahan Bahamas has extended its hand. I also want to give a special shout out to the Dorset family. You know, Ed and Nora Dorset. The Dorset family donated the land for the first phase of the project of Lanahan Bahamas First Community Center. Now we have utilized it and ran out of space. So now we're being blessed to purchase a property across the road where we'll be building a state-of-the-art community center for the kids in the community. We'll have computer classes and et cetera. All right. So what else I got to say before I get to the... All right. I also want to give a shout-out to Minister of Education, Ms. Lenahana Martin, who also was present at the opening of the groundbreaking ceremony this past week in Lewis Green. The Minister of Education, Ms. Hannah Martin, who I respect highly, was also in presence, and she gave a wonderful speech. And some of the words that she said is going to relate to the topic that we're going to have here tonight. Yes, I want to give a special thanks to her and also the Member of Parliament, Mr. Watson, for the being a Grandstand community. He also was present, and he made a presentation also at the opening ceremony. So you see, we're making progress. It's good to come on radio. It's good to be talking, but I'm a doer, and I'm a strategist. Don't mind me. I might not speak the proper English, et cetera, because I am a Bahamian. English is not my original language, okay? It's something that we were taught by those who did something terrible many hundreds of years ago, taking away many of our identity, our language, and et cetera. So I speak broken English, okay? And I do it at the best of my ability, but other than that, I'm a genius. I want you to believe. I'm a genius. I'm a strategist. That's why I'm strategizing on creative ways and how to get people involved and how to help develop the Grandstand community that I reside in and the Bahamas and how we could help the Bahamas at large, which Nenahan Bahamas is actually doing a tremendous, great job. I also want to give a shout out to Mitzi Burrows, who is director of Nenahan Bahamas. She is just doing an awesome job there at Nenahan Bahamas. Thumbs up. She goes beyond, work. She's dedicated. And to the staff of Nenahan Bahamas. And all those who are part of that great organization, and also to the Millis family. And I also want to give a special request to some wonderful persons out there. Brent Simonet and his wife, Robin Simonet. They have been assisting in the Grandstand community for many, many years. And they continue to lend their support. Many of the work, like cleaning the properties and et cetera, and et cetera. He and his wife, they told me personally they want to remain anonymous. But I'm saying this, and I might not get a next sponsor from them ever again just by me mentioning their name. I'm saying this because deep down in my heart, I learned something, over the course of my years. Sometimes we say a lot of bad stuff about certain people, but if you don't know the person, he or she, in person, know their ways and attitude in their heart, then I think it's wise for us, some of us, to not criticize, because some person in this country gives so much, but they want to remain anonymous. And I'm saying this because, like I say, I might never get a next sponsor for them. And this is no fun to know. These people are strict. They admire me for the work that I'm doing. And I met Mr. Simonet many, many years ago. And he never, ever tell me about the FNM, about the PLP. He always told me, like what I'm doing as a young man in my community. And he admired me, seeing me on TV, listening to me on radio, and he has watched me over the years. And he say, in his heart, him and his wife, seeing me over the years on radio, working in the community, that I'm honest and I have integrity. And I'm concerned about my country and my community, and I concern. And they let on, if there's something that needs to be done, I would write an estimate. And then if they agree on it and it makes sense for the community, they would assist. Nothing more, nothing less. And everything is always accounted for. And there's so much other people who I get to meet, like the Millis, the Moscows, even the Dorsets, you know, the Metsi Boroughs, the Lucas Metropolis from the States, and many persons who are part of Lenahan Moms. But the Seminettes themselves, you know, they are great people in this country. And like I said, I might never ever get a next sponsor because, like I said, the deal was for me to be remain anonymous. They don't give me no money for me. They give me money for community development, cleaning up a yard that needs to be cleaned up near the Bahamas waste, and et cetera. I'm saying this to say that to us, for me, I appreciate all of them to the bottom of my heart because they don't only help me, they help the community. Never once talk about politics. Never once. Tell me to remain anonymous. So I just want to say a shout out to Mr. Brent Simonet and his wife, Robin, and to all those who I call tonight. There are many of those who I forget to call their names tonight, but I want to say deep down in my heart that those persons are truly concerned about what happened in our country. They are making a difference, and they're going to continue to make a difference in this country. All right, I just wanted to say that. Good people. I see my cousin, Kendra Lakeisha Fox. She's listening to me. Yeah, Big Baby Davis. My cousin, too. My next cousin. Thanks, everyone, for watching here tonight. So there are good people in this country. Me might criticize a lot of people in this country, but there's a lot of people who give, and they don't want to be mentioned. And they've been given for many, many years. Even the Wilsons, you know, Lady Cheryl Wilson, you know, Frankie Wilson, all of those give, and they like to remain anonymous. I just want to say that. All right, so I said that. Now where I'm going to start from, I kind of a little, my heart there was, man, oh, you know, yeah, because those persons, you know, big change about to happen in our community. I see a big change happening in the Grants Town community. I see kids going off scholarship. I see a lot of great people coming out of Grants Town because they're going to have an opportunity out of this world. All right. Tonight we are going to talk about the former Prime Minister Perry Gladstone Christie comments on the marital rape issues affecting us in the country. And he spoke so passionate about it, and it's good to see that former prime ministers now are stepping up and speaking on matters that are most important in the country. And we're talking about marital rape, and I'm just going to make a few comments, then you can call in and give your view. And let's have an open dialogue. And I want ladies to call in too, but let me make a comment, and this comment is based on my comment. This don't have to affect nobody, but you can make your own comment. So, you know, I'm hearing this about marital rape, that if a woman is married to a man and he rapes her, he should be put before the courts. Right. So, we're living in the same house, and she's married to me. But we take an oath, and the oath protects us from persecution because we are married, right? So, it's going to be hard for the court to convict a man who's married to his wife based on their marriage certificate and what marriage represents. And then you have to also say, take into consideration, they say, death do us part. Now, listen to me. I'm not saying that any man should rape a woman. But by law, I don't see how a husband can rape a wife. Now, to me, that's how a husband can rape a wife. And this way the law can apply to this stipulation. Okay? Just say we're married. And this is my opinion. And we are going through a bad time. And my wife and I, you know, are to a point where she had enough of me. You know, I probably wasn't a good husband, etc. That's one opinion. And she decide over the course of the years to move out, and she go live in an apartment, right? She lose contact with me, means she's not communicating with me, right? She doesn't tell me where she lives. She's not communicating with me no more because she feel this is it for her, and she don't want to have nothing to do with me more. So in order for her to be safe and to restrain from me, she decides to move into her apartment building. We were living in Michael Road, so she moved out Fox Hill. So she lived no address or nothing. So the husband, you know, she doesn't, the wife doesn't call him, she doesn't bother with him. So the husband goes around, talk to her sister or talk to her cousin who, by some stupid reason, a cousin or a sister don't want him to know where she is. Besides, by him talking to her, because, you know, you could be in sweetheart and her too on the side, because this relationship, Marge and Tingham, all mixed right up like Kong salad. Because, you know, what I just explained this. But anyway, so cousin or sister tells the husband where his wife is. So he lives from where he is in his space. She is no longer under his roof, or they're no longer under their roof. They own a house. She is no longer under, or he is staying there, et cetera, but she goes. So he lives from his domains, and he travels to her house, which is 12, 13 miles away. And he goes there, and he harasses her. He kicks in, open the door. He says, I want to talk to you. And when he gets inside, he forces himself on her and rapes her and sexually abuses her. That is rape. You see? That is basis where the law could come in now and say, hey, you know, we can't persecute him because they were married, but we can persecute him. Now that he is married because she moved away, and we can look on the phone and see she's not communicating with him. And he came from his home to where she now lives. She paying rent. He is not paying none of the bills here. He's paying bills at that house, but he's not paying bills where she just moved in 6 months ago or 7 months ago. So you could use this as a basis to say, hey, this is rape, because that's the ground. But if they're married, still living in the same house, they have the certificate, it's going to be very hard for the court to convict a man. And I don't know what man would want to go with a woman, whether it's his girlfriend or wife, if she don't want him. All right? There's no reason to even try to force yourself on a woman who don't want you. Because that is not love. You're going there just because of feelings. That is not true love. You know? So let me take this call and have this conversation. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Hi, good evening. Mr. Scrooge, now, I normally agree with you on almost everything.
Yes.
Almost everything. But I don't know if I agree with you on this one.
No, I'm not saying that's just something. I'm not saying, you know, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just saying if you listened early to the show, I'm saying that's just a little thing. I'm not saying you should agree with me. I want to hear your part of the story. Go ahead.
Right. So I feel that a woman has a right to say no to a man, even if he is her husband, regardless of the situation of what's happening. Yes. The old biblical way is, oh, the woman has to be available for her husband. The scripture in the Bible that speaks to certain things that, you know, my grandparents or great-grandparents could have quoted. My grandmother would have told me back in the day that, you know, she could not have said no to my grandfather. Whenever he wanted to have sex, she had to be available. Times have changed.
Yes.
Things have changed. And I am of the view that if a man and a woman are married and they are living in the same house, even if the relationship is hunky-dory and everything is going fine, you may have a bit of a disagreement once, and the wife may say, look, I'm not into you, go about your business. And then all of a sudden he advances himself pushes himself on her, and he rapes her. That's rape.
Yes.
Whether they're married or not, that is rape. Okay? Mm-hmm. I found the comment by the current Minister of National Security very alarming about the amendments that we have to make to our laws.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yes.
Yeah, that I mean, if that's how he's thinking, that's extremely concerning. And we just celebrated International Women's Day the other day. We were trying to break the bias with all sorts of other different things. And that's definitely not the way to break the bias or to move things in the right direction.
Yes.
So, I mean, this topic is a hot one, but I think that a woman can say no within or outside the marriage
okay.
in the same way, and it's no.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, yes, yes. It makes sense, you see. So we have to amend the law. So that's why I want us to have the conversation, because when she talked about the minister, right, and he talked about the amendments of the law. So we have to amend the law. Say if a woman and a husband is together, right, even this marriage certificate, it still can be raped if the woman declines to give her husband sex when he wants to. That is the amendments we're going to have to make. Now, see, that was simple. She gave a great explanation just now on her side of the story. So we have to make amendments in place to say if a man is married to a woman and the woman declines, right, it can be criminal charges brought against the husband if the woman says no and he forces himself on his wife. But it has to be vice versa also, because some woman also has raped their husband. So we so much on the woman's side, we need to look at this two ways too, because we have a lot of aggressive women out there too. So, you know, even though it might seem invisible with the man's side, but, you know, because we more for the woman's side, but definitely we have some boastful women out there, you know. But I love the comment that lady made just now. Okay, we can take this next call. Go ahead, caller.
How you doing, Mr. Ball?
I'm fine, sir.
Yeah, you made a good suggestion. Also, the lady who called.
Yes.
But the only problem, I understand what you're saying. But people really got to just understand what you're saying.
Yes.
The fact is, they didn't understand what Christ was saying. That's why they killed him, because they didn't understand what in the world he was talking about, so they crucified him, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what happened. So all I'm saying is this. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening, sir.
Yeah, all I'm saying is this. I understand what you're saying, but see, what happened is, the martyr rape situation is like this. You know, it's a thin line between love and hate. So the mere fact is that because they are still married, like you said, and they're in the same house, it is not whether or not the word rape is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think you'll get everybody to say, no, he shouldn't rape her. But I don't think the argument is whether or not he should rape her.
Mm.
I think the argument really is that how is it that you would prove that she didn't voluntarily give it to him?
Yes, that's the word.
And then follow rape afterwards.
Reasonable doubt.
Right, that's the
right.
only argument I want.
Yes.
I can say to the women, I hate the notion that a man would do something stupid like that, right? But then I guess he would need psychiatric help.
Yes.
So I would hate to even think and imagine that he would want to be relaxed and do something foolish like that. I want to make that quite clear.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, being in that marriage and in the same house, you didn't have a problem 6 years ago, but all of a sudden, 2 days come. Right, 2 days, mm-hmm. end up in y'all's marriage out of 6 years. How is it now that you can actually prove that the man actually did what the woman said he did? Now, that's the only part I want the women to understand. So it would be a balance, like you say.
Yes.
The only part is that we never had any problem 6 years to now.
Mm-hmm.
1 week come now, you want to charge me for raping my wife 1 week after 6 years of marriage?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't rape her.
Right.
Like we normally play. We normally have fun.
Yes.
But that's the only part. We are not disputing the fact that, yes, it is rape if you force yourself on her. That's without a doubt. Ain't nobody questioning that. But the only thing I would say is this. I think the charge really should be, if he's in the house with her, she has to somehow use her discretion to say, okay, let me make this known to a database in the registrar.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that, guess what? I don't want this man to have sex with me no more.
Mm-hmm.
That on record.
Yes, amendments. Amend
right.
something.
That would be on record. She
yes.
has to notify the authority beforehand.
Yes.
If she's in the house in a countable marriage and it only happened a week ago.
Yeah.
she have to make, so the policeman have to make arrests that would not be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
She would have to therefore go to a unit, a special unit,
yes,
that would take her information and say, look here, me and this man having problems for 6 days, I don't want him to touch me.
And so this,
they would therefore make a note of that.
Yeah,
and they note that, then if he touch her again, they'll warn him.
Yeah.
They'll warn him, say, hold on now, we understand you're all in the same house, and this only happened for a couple of days, and it never happened for 6 years, but we're warning you now.
Yes, sir.
If it happened again,
yes,
we can charge you.
It makes sense, and also give a precautionary measure to both the victim and the person who, you understand what you're saying?
Right, I understand, I got you.
Yes, yes. It protects her because now it's on record. And
right,
the police can go off of this now and say, hey, we gave you a warning. And if there's an next assault, the police could step in now. And this could save lives, because if you listen over the airwaves a few days ago, we just had a lady who committed suicide. And it's a similar matter. She wasn't married, but if you look at it, it's a similar matter. And I'm going to talk a little bit as we go on in the show. But go ahead, sir.
It's so sad. And the thing about it is this. I want the women to understand. I know they have some cool men out there. I don't want them to think they can trick me. Men cool out there. They ain't going to trick me. But the fact is, I want the women, one thing to understand what we're trying to say to the women is this. Please, all we ask for is fairness, that our sons may not be locked up for spite. Because you know women will break your glass. They'll flash your tire.
Yeah.
Right?
They don't do them kind of stuff. They don't do them kind of stuff, man. Only males just do those kind of stuff.
Oh, only males. Okay.
Only males do them. Women don't do them kind of stuff, man.
So all I ask the women to do is just to. Now, let's say the man physically abused the woman, and the police can't be that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He could think she physically abused, right? Brutal, beaten, in her sexual areas, trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Then he have to charge him.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yes, that's the difference.
I'm not waiving all circumstances. They know for a fact they have to charge him.
Yes.
Don't care what he has done, even if that's his mummy.
Yes.
They have to charge him. Don't forget now, I don't know if you recall these cases. I know you follow these things. If you recall a case when a son raped his mummy, I don't know if you remember
that.
You recall that, right?
Yeah, that's something. That's why.
Now, who right-thinking man can say because that's his mummy, he shouldn't have been charged for raping her?
Yeah.
You remember that, right?
Yeah, that was crazy. That sent shockwaves in the country.
Right. So all I'm saying is that it has to be a balance. But as far as domestic violence is a concern about women,
yes,
I cry shame on these women who call themselves women leaders. I hold my hair down in shame when I hear them. But women leaders, these women are suffering by the hands of men. And these women in high places, don't mind them. They talking for prestige and for fame and to be heard. But they ain't doing nothing to help these women. And tell them I say that. Have a nice day, Mr. Brown. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. That was a mouthful. Yeah, so in reference, it also should apply to a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship.
If you'd like to make a call.
If the boyfriend himself in a relationship, sometimes he physically abuses his girlfriend and he rapes her too. And sometimes, you know, it don't turn out, he don't get charged with nothing. Or sometimes, like the gentleman stated, sometimes the woman just go and exaggerate and say the gentleman raped her. But I want to talk about the matter after you take this next call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the inside in the city. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, I hit the call box.
Oh, don't let me now. Yeah, don't try to kill me now.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
The gentleman made a lot of good points. One of which I think, like he said, you know, I think it might be much harder to prove rape within the marriage.
Yeah, that's right.
Than outside the marriage or in a boyfriend girlfriend relationship.
Yes.
You know, yes, I appreciate that. You know, we have sons, and we don't want them to be the victims of a false accusation. So we have to be very careful.
Yeah,
we have to strike the right balance. So perhaps they need to build in some mechanism to say that, you know, did she complain to someone about the fact that she was afraid of her husband, or he approached her in a certain way, and she's afraid that, you know, he may advance himself on her. So, it, you know, you may have to build those types of mechanisms in, you
yes.
know. I don't want to make it seem as if, you know, oh, any, you know, because you could have a situation in the marriage where there's a lot of false claims.
Yes,
and
yes.
then you have these young or very innocent men, you know, found before the court.
Yes.
And that could really create a bit of a problem.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, the minister has to really get this one right. But I think they should probably build in some mechanisms
yes.
through the legislation that protects the male as well,
yes.
you know, in a marital situation, because it could be very hard to prove
yes.
within the marriage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're so
okay.
understanding. See, and that's why I love the show. We can have such a dialogue, you know, where the callers can call in and the host can go at it. And we have a nice dialogue. And guess what? We just made a lot of solutions and come up great ideas on how we can help the government and help the country. You know, that's just outstanding to see that we have all the answers, you know, if we just have a great dialogue, you know.
You're right. And I mean, I listen to the talk shows morning and evening, and I don't have this call, but I do call your show for some reason.
Yes.
But, yeah, no, I agree. I think you're right. So hopefully the right people are listening.
Yes. Thank you very much. You did a wonderful
okay.
job. Wonderful
Thank
job.
You.
And you see, she was able to listen to the gentleman, not be offensive, and then come back and heard some of the things he said and was able to comprehend some of the things he said. And then she said, you know what, it made sense. And that's how we change the country, you know. We are a council of bodies, you know. All of us are collective. And if we could give a little input here and a little input here, great things can happen. Just take a look at Leonard Bahamas. When me and Lucas started off, we ain't even had $200. Now, 10 years later, we get a donation for $1 million. You see? You see? Yes, so we have to collaborate with one another, not so be offensive to one another, you know? And through along the dialogue, we get a lot of good, great answers. And as you can see, we got a lot of great answers. I see Marcus Love. I want to give a shout out to my friend, Philip Cryer. Yeah, he's also looking from America. Yeah, I see my friend Felix Knowles. Yeah, bro, yeah, Felix Knowles. So I just want to make this comment. A gentleman who drives horse and carriage, he was saying as the country open up, you know, he is seeing downtown open up, the scrum market open up. You know, he's saying that many of the guys who drive the horse and carriage who make their living on a daily basis, he say they are out of work, and many of them have been out of work for months. A lot of backup bills, and a lot now is just turning to drinking and smoking because their employment, their livelihood, because these horse and carriage drivers, he stated, this is their livelihood for over 30 years, 25 years. This is all they do. They interact with tourists on a daily basis. He said that kind of send a lot of them crazy. So he's asking the authorities to please consider of allowing the horse and carriage drivers to please get back downtown so they can earn an honest living. He's urging the ministry responsible and the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to consider. He said he knows the prime minister is very, very busy dealing with very important matters, but he also said there's some very important matters, small matters, that needs to be dealt with. And he said that he hopes that the minister responsible for the horse and carriage, to please take in consideration of those behemoths. He said it's up to about 100 or plus horse and carriage drivers out there who are out of work, you know. And he said, you know, it's urgent. Call them in, you know. Call them and get them a snipe and talk to them. Let them know when they're going to go back to work. Get them some type of sniping, because these guys serve us good with horse and carriage, because they bring the tourists around. All about the inner city communities. They interact with, they show them all the landmarks and the history and everything about the country, you know. So let's show them some respect, all right? Because they're the first line of defense, you know. When they come here, they be ambassadors, and when the tourists talk to them and ask them questions, they have to have the right answers. So, yes, man, let's get the horse and carriage drivers back to work, all right? Marcus Love, I see you, bro. Respect. Thanks, Marcus Love, man. Respect. We're going to take a break. So after the break, we're going to continue the conversation. And I want more Bahamians out there to really call in the show and give your opinion. You know, we are open show. This is why this is Inside the Inner City. And I want to thank Guardian Radio for giving me this opportunity to really, you know, bring some clarity and a balance to a radio talk show. So we'll see you right after the break.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems
transitioning to a healthy lifestyle can be difficult. At Fresh Market, we're making it easy to choose good for you foods with our endless selection of fresh produce and all natural organic specialty products, moving you closer to your New Year's goals. So, if you're looking to shed a few pounds with a ketogenic or whole food diet, shift things completely with paleo or raw foods, or just simply eat healthier, Fresh Market is inviting you to feed your good. After all, what you eat is what you're made of.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign.
We're back on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I just want to say to the Guardian Radio, you know, I appreciate you guys giving me the platform. But I know you appreciate me because having me on this show, we are being able to make great change in this country. What has been premiered on this show for the last 7-8 years has been some information that has passed legislation, has made a lot of persons form their own community organizations. Many persons have taken many ideas off the chassis and what I've said on the show. And you will start as a beacon of bright light. Ministers, pastors I've met with, have formed so many different organizations that I can't remember. Right now, I'm doing about 10 different programs, smart programs, right now as I speak. I'm so tired. So when you see me coming on radio, I never stop working. Never stop working. All I'm dedicated to is why I have this breath and I've screened my body to try and see if it can encourage persons to make our country a better place. All right? I see Marcus Love. All right. Okay. I want to talk now about Ms. Kalmo, the lady who just recently committed suicide. And when you listen to her voicemail on Facebook, you would see where she was being harassed by her boyfriend, who is her baby daddy, I think. And you could see where she actually moved away from him and went to her apartment like I was speaking earlier. And he went, you know, she wanted nothing to do with him no more. And he went looking for her, found her. And you heard that he was choking her and abusing her and et cetera, et cetera. It drove her to a point where she was so emotionally distraught, she decided to take her own life. Now, what can a person do to you to force you to take your life? Even when he was trying to kill you before that, what drives you to take a rope or put around your neck and commit suicide even though you have a child? It shows you how fragile we is as human beings, and we need one another. And I want to speak more on that young gentleman. I wonder how he feels now. I know he feels terrible heartbroken, sorry. Hey, buddy, you ain't seen nothing yet. What could happen to you? The regret? What could happen to you? You could be sorry you even caused that young lady to commit suicide. You were supposed to be a bigger man and walk away. Yeah, it's hard to walk away. Yeah, it's hard. I know. I've been in a relationship. Yeah, I can tell you a little bit of that too. But you should have walked away because now you was the one who killed a woman. You was the one who killed your baby mom. And you was the one who the child is going to grow up without a mom. And if you ever was to interact with your daughter or son, what you going to tell them? What you going to say what happened to her mom or his mom? What part you playing it? How are you going to explain this to them? So you, my brother, I'm going to tell you what happened. You could fret yourself to death. Okay, I'm going to take this last call, and then I want to get to my topic. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good night, this is Bob and Squizzy.
Yeah, you're any good, cuz.
Yeah, well, they just killed one up around the corner there off Robinson Road, eh? A couple of hours ago, I guess. But listen, I called because I know of a young lady, right?
Hmm.
Who is going through the exact same thing which you're talking about right now.
Hmm.
And so I got in contact with Malcolm, and I got a number from Ms. Gibson, right? Candy Gibson, right? To get in contact with her. But the thing is, she haven't had an incident in a couple of months, but the guy just was recently released.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has a house that I think her mom, she has a house that she owns, right? And so right now, I heard a couple of days, she didn't even stay there because the person is stalking her and whatever, et cetera, et cetera. So there's all kind of physical abuse on record, right? So the reason for this conversation would be that something has to be implemented, some impetus, some force, some drive needs to be pushed in an area where these things have to be addressed before they reach these situations, because this is futile. These conversations, these are going to be over and over. It's just like a wild merry-go-round that they have caught up in now. But I'm telling you, I know a young lady is going through the exact same thing. As a matter of fact, she stands by some other friends just so that she could disorientate the person. I didn't know how to find and where to find. It was an incident in which she was with a friend, a male friend or whatever, and the guy jumped on the car and et cetera, commotion, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So this is not going to stop. And so, you know, I have two daughters. And so the thing is with the young men, they need to, I don't know what's going on. They're kind of different from us.
Well,
they can't understand.
When you finish.
It's sweet, right? But
yeah. When you finish, I'm going to calm down.
Yeah, bless up. I finish.
All right.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah, Marcus Love, I see that. You say you want to call in. The number is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Before this, right, we're having a dialogue, and we see Mr. Christie, you know, speaking on the model and stating that, you know, we have to do something, you know, especially when it comes to the protection of the females. Well, I'm all for that too, but it's a two-way street. Our females are just as aggressive too. Now, we have decent females, but we also have females who are aggressive just like the males. The male society has changed tremendously, just as well as the female society. You know, because Colin just now, and he talked about the fact that they are not like us, you know, we could walk away and et cetera like that, because we understand the value of freedom. We understand that life goes on. We understand that, you know, your heart could be break for 6 months, a year, probably even 2 years. But if you hang tight long enough and you continue to move forward, hey, even though your heart is hurting, but you ain't giving up, one day you go to McDonald's or you go jump on a cruise ship or you walk downtown, you find one girl right there, you know, who you have a connection with, you know? And you never know that'd be that could be your wife. So we all know that, yeah, you might be hurting in a relationship, right? But that don't mean you got to go stalk the female. And like I say, the females are quite difficult to have a relationship with, because this goes to the male also. See, our males in society right now has been targeted for many years. Yes, we want to protect the female. Like, yes, we need to protect the females. But we also need to protect, we need to have programs in place to so the females can protect themselves from females, because we need to teach them values. You know, we need to teach them virtue. You know, we need to teach them manners. You know, just as well as the males. We have lost that completely on both ends. So even though Mr. Christie is speaking on the right topic, you know, protecting the females, we have to protect the males also, because at the end of the day, because say this is going to continue. It's going to continue because our society has deteriorated. Family life is out the picture. Do you see fathers and sons walking in the street? Do you see fathers talking to their sons? Huh? Do you see fathers talking to their daughters? There's a very few who are doing these things. So when you grow up with no morals, not knowing the Ten Commandments, the female not knowing the Ten Commandments, no one growing up with no morals, right? And then you're growing up in a community that has no infrastructure, all right? So we have young people at the age of 9, 10, having sex, 12, 13, on the streets at night, 9, 10 o'clock, male and female. You understand? So problems like this is going to occur. You understand? So I'm going to take this last call, and I'm going to get back to the topic. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Valentino, this is Marcus.
Hey, what'd you say, Marcus? Marcus, you ain't good on your podcast, man. What's up?
It's all good, man. It's a pleasure to be on your show right now.
Yeah, man.
And I just love your topic, because the information that you are definitely expressing to the public, It would be needed. And what I've noticed is a lot of men are abusing their women,
mm-hmm.
and then they're trying to transfer that abuse and call it love.
Mm-hmm.
And then the woman, because she ain't grew up in a strong parent home, mm-hmm. right? And you've seen it every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know where we come from, right?
Yes.
And so she translates that as love.
Right.
So now she feels as if, hey, if this dude don't touch me or abuse me, then that means he don't love me. You know what I mean? So now she stays there. She's in fear of her life. She doesn't want to go to the police to report this abuse. And she's madly in love with a man who don't respect her.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying, bro?
Yes.
And it's sad. So I like how you're breaking the system down and how you allude to shifting the narrative and speaking to men today, especially that young man who took advantage of that young lady. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, man.
And I was reading on her. I was reading up on her, right? And she, when she gone on Facebook Live and expressed her truth, she was already damaged.
Yeah, she was damaged. Right? She was damaged.
Thank God, for the women that got to her who put in
came
from a foster home, right? So she basically didn't know who her parents were. So now it's like, okay, she learning herself. And she was already left in society broken, like left alone. But people was able to reach her, find her, give her an opportunity. The young lady was trying to change her life.
Yes.
Put herself on a better platform. Then the man she was with was taking advantage of her. You know what I mean? And it's sad. And men that they need to understand how to love their woman, how to respect their woman. And don't violate the woman. If she don't want to be with you anymore, let her go.
Yes, let her go.
Do you agree?
Yes, because Marcus, and you've been in a relationship before?
Yeah.
I've been in plenty of relationships before, right? Yeah. And we had to let it go, but we find someone else, right?
Yeah.
Huh? You still living?
Yeah.
You in jail?
No.
You hurt anybody?
No.
But you hurt for a couple of months when you had the lady you love, you know, you feel like the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
Don't lie. You gotta swear like she come around the window, right? You're sleeping, right?
Yeah.
And you know you all two break up. You're all too mad. So you lay down in the bed and you hear a dog or a chick or something. So you're peeping through the window thinking of something. She ain't never coming. You remember them nights?
That is true.
I bet you everyone who I'm talking who listen to the show right now know about these things. And you love somebody and then y'all two ain't seeing one another no more in the first week and, you know, you used to her coming to your house or she used to you coming to her house. Now all of a sudden, you're all on the bad side. You believe she's checking somebody or she's seeing somebody. When you listen, you hear one little noise around the window. You're peeping or you're always peeping through the window to see if that's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Yeah, life does go on.
Life goes on. It's hard. Go ahead, Marcus. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Marcus.
One more point. This is what women today in society need to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And the leading women who have already done it all, who have a voice,
yeah,
to reach out to these young women.
Yes.
And say, hey, look here. If you are in an abusive relationship, here's my number. Contact me.
Mm-hmm.
And coach these young women and show them the difference of what love is.
Because mm-hmm.
I know the definition of love is love yourself first before mm-hmm. you can love anybody. But
yes,
then
sir.
Again, sometimes that word, you know what I mean, that encouraging word from someone who've already done it, who've
yeah.
already been there,
uh-huh.
they need more of that. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Definitely.
And then young men need to really find more mentors
mm-hmm.
and get some real information.
Yes.
Like, you're one of my mentors.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of people know that. I look up to you.
Yeah.
And I still do up to this day.
Yeah, I know.
And the way you address people in society, I'm like, this dude is from, like, this dread. You've never harmed a woman in public. You've never abused a bottle in public. You've never used foul words in public. So, and me watching you,
yeah.
I say, but this, I got to
yeah.
say this. You know what I mean?
Yes, so, yes, Marcus.
So this is what we need in society, man, because our youth are growing up wrong,
mm-hmm.
and then they are losing their way because they don't feel like someone is there to listen to them.
Yeah, yes.
And that's my 5 cents, all right?
Yeah, that was a good 5 cents.
To you.
Yeah, man. Wonderful job, Marcus Love. And you can listen to Marcus Love broadcast also. You know, he does a wonderful job. And he talk about these issues.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes. Thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. You too, man, Marcus. Yes.
Stay blessed.
Yeah, man. And you know, it's a slippery slope for us here in the country, you know. And then you heard the young lady, you know, she ran to the police and et cetera. Just like the murder
which
just recently happened with a next 20-year-old, you know, who her boyfriend killed her. A husband killed her and killed himself. All these are similar matters. What is wrong with us? And we can't see all these are similar matters. All of these are similar matters. We just are not addressing. You know why we can't address them? Because our males, like Marcus said, needs to be retaught. Our females need to be retaught also. Why would a beautiful girl like this? See, she came out of that life, right? So what she see that bad boy who live in the street or aggressive young man in the street, and that's who she picked. No, you can't be picking these kind of guys. Ladies, why you want to pick a guy who you see toting a gun? Or you know he in illegal activities, all right? You see him, so you attracted to that? So when you attracted to that, that's what you get. Why you're not looking for a young man when you sit down, you talk with him, he's talking about going to college and opening his business and et cetera like that, and how we could work together. And when we get our first 5 years together, we could get married and build a house together, and you could open your business, and I could open my business, and et cetera. You ladies would rather like guys who just come out of prison. And the guys are damaged. Society has failed them, all right? So they're already damaged. So you're going to go deal with somebody who has no future. You're going to go with somebody who always toting the gun on him. He has no future. In a minute, he's going to be in prison, or he's going to be dead, or he puts your life in danger. So, you got to watch. You got to watch, you know, and pick wisely, just as well as the men. You know, you got to pick the young ladies wisely, because you could like a girl who like numerous guys and getting involved with her is sure problems or sure debt or sure jail, you know? And the same vice versa. With the ladies, you can't like a guy who is married and you know he has sweetheart and et cetera, you know? Try find someone who's single and who for you, you know? See, we ain't talking about the complex of the problems, you know? We just looking at the this and that, but you know, their relationship, a lady, she get 3-4 boyfriends, but you with her. And then it's the same with the guy. So why would you want to be with poisons like that? Why would you want to get yourself involved with these kind of poisons? We are making bad choices, but at the same time, we're going to have to restructure the family, build this community up stronger, and teach family values. If we could get poisons like Lady Frankie, you know, I just get excited on this thing. If we could get poisons like Lady Wilson, or if we get Lady, former Governor General, Lady Penlin, to have a woman, you know, teach our young ladies about what it is to be a woman, what you're looking for in the future. You know, we need people like them who could have these, start these programs. Because if you watch how Lady Penlin dress and how she carries herself elegant, see, that's a woman. What we are saying is woman, now I don't want to be disrespectful to ladies out there, right? But that's the characteristics of a woman. Look how long they've been married to their husband. Look what kind of example they set for them and their family. You don't see that their children going before the courts, you know, murder or et cetera. Because, see, they have a family structure where they have a future built on. Okay? Many of us, you know, like the lady, this Miss Kalma, who committed suicide. The gentleman was stalking her. The gentleman was strangling her. The gentleman followed her. So he was an aggressive person and probably had a hard childhood just like me, just like a Marcus, just like all those other young men in the community. You want no family structure. Now, my grandma was there for me. My grandmother was there for me. My grandma teach me all the discipline. I was never a thief. I was never a rapist. I just was a wild person. Right? But she teach me principle. So we need to start programs who are going to teach the males, this is what it is to be a man, you know? This is how you dress, you know? This is how you talk, yes sir, no sir, you know? This is wrong, you know? This is right. Teach the ladies on how they should dress and how should they talk and what they should look for in a man. You can't like no man out there who told no gun you're riding around the car with him, all right? Or you're at fault too, you know? You're at fault too. And just as well, you guys, stop liking these girls who liking all kind of 10 and 15 boyfriend. You ain't making no sense. You know, try look for somebody who has a future or somebody you're with. Even if the guy is a guy off the streets, but you see he's trying to change his ways. You know, you see, baby, I really want to be with you. You know, I really want to get into this drug business. You know, I've been in this a little while and I get a couple of dollars. Let me go try open a barber shop so I can try, you know, and let's try one chicken shack. You know, baby, I really want to get out of this. Just the nigga you want, even though he do any stuff, but you see, he wouldn't get out. You know, he would stick to that because he love you. You know, just as well as the lady. She could say, baby, you know what? You being there for me. Let's just get together and try, work together, the best way possible. They're the kind of people you want to be with. When you get paid on Friday, the lady get paid on Friday, she make one $500. She come home, honey, I make $500. Honey, I got gear, $150 to $200, $50 to put on the light, $50 for the rent, baby, and I give you $100 to put for the grocery. And when the boyfriend, he get paid, he said, baby, but I only make $350. But anyway, baby, you know what I could do? I could give you this $150 for you to put in your pocket because you deal with the water and the light, and I can make sure you assist to put the next couple of dollars to put the gas in the car. See, that's future. As small as it is, that's future. So anyone out there who liking guys who are in the bad life, now some guys in the bad life, they decent guys. They just got caught up, you know? So let me take this last call.
Hi. Right,
caller. Good night.
Hi, it's me again. I all the topics tonight are just resonating, but I was going to say to you that, you know, the family structure is so important, especially for the young males, because not all of them start off violent, but it's just that they don't know how to handle rejection.
Yes.
I had a cousin, I don't know if you remember, the young lady who was stabbed on Adelaide Beach about 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago. She was stabbed 17 times
by her boyfriend.
Her kid's dad. That's actually my cousin.
Wow.
And I, at the time when that happened, I couldn't believe it was happening to me and to my family.
Wow.
Her and the young man actually went to high school together on a family island, and he had, for all intents and purposes, a good background, a good home life. He was raised by his grandmother. but he snapped. He just could not handle rejection. Yeah. He couldn't handle the fact that she didn't want to be with him anymore.
Yeah.
And he ended up luring her to this place where he stabbed her 17 times. So it's really, you know, what is the right balance here? You know, some are inherently
yes.
violent and they need extra help. But then you also need to teach those ones that are on the edge, like
yes.
in this case, who could be
yes.
saved, that, you know, you got to just look
yes.
it, step back and walk away. If
yes.
she's not for you, she's not for you. Find
yes.
somebody else.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
But we need those programs because it happens to
yes.
middle-class families. Mm-hmm. I mean, to know that this young lady took her life because this young man was harassing the heck out of her
mm-hmm.
and she could not get any help from the police or from society,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's extremely hurtful. And he probably won't even suffer. He probably won't even have any type of persecution because they will probably say, oh, well, he didn't take her life. But in fact, he did take her life, if you really look at it,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
So he's going to not, so I agree with you. I hope her spirit haunts him
yes.
for the rest of his life.
Yes, because he's responsible.
Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, we have to find the right balance. There are some that are obviously
yes.
violent. You got to, I guess, give them a different program.
Yes.
But you have those ones, too, that are on the edge.
Yeah.
They will snap because rejection, a lot of men cannot handle rejection.
Yes.
And they have to be taught that. And I agree with you. Women are also at fault in that they find these young guys who don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they have to also be taught by their homes,
mm-hmm.
their families, and their parents that you don't go after those kinds of men. Leave them alone. They're no good to you,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it's just, so we got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
As a society, we got to figure it out. But
yes.
I think we need, like you say, a good suggestion would be to have those programs where you tackle,
mm-hmm.
What's the word I'm looking for? Rejection
yes.
and anger management.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Anger management.
Yes.
With males especially.
And make that priority. And make
yes.
that a priority.
And I think we should teach it in the primary school.
Yes.
Have
yes.
to teach that from grade 4.
Yes.
From grade 4, that should be taught
yes.
in all schools across
yes.
the board. Just
yes.
for the male. Anger management and rejection because it's very real.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we
okay.
can use some. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You did a wonderful job.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yes, you did it. You guys did a wonderful job, you know. A lot
it's
of solutions.
It's a lot. It's a lot of societal ills.
Yes.
It really breaks my heart to know that
yeah.
you have people who, I mean, I listen to this show because this is not my life.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I listen to it to be educated and to hear what's really happening. You hear these things on the international news.
Yeah.
And but then you could kind of forget that it actually happens right in your own country.
Yes.
Unless you're watching the news, obviously, and you have Facebook and all the rest of it. But it's just so prevalent. And
yes.
it happens all the time.
Yes.
And you could lose sight of it.
Yes.
You know? So that's why I say this show is just very important to teach people
yes.
that these things really, really, really do happen.
Yes. Thank you very much. And
okay.
you did such
thank
a wonderful
you.
Job. And you
okay.
have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Wonderful, wonderful. Marcus Dove and that lady, great comments from all the callers here tonight. And you see, as we have a dialogue, we got a lot of answers and a lot of solutions. So it's simple stuff.
If you'd like to make a call,
if we start programs,
we
teach
you
anger management
if
and how
help,
to walk away.
Hang up and then dial
and then
your operator.
This is where the police comes in. The cases where we see this young lady who committed suicide are the fault of pure pressure. And remember, a doctor was on a show from Sanders last week, and he talked about the fact that, you know, 21, at the age of 20, the brain still is not developed. So we're seeing 20-year-old, this lady here, Ms. Culmer, and then the lady who got killed from her husband a few weeks ago. I think she was engaged. I can't remember. You know, it's so much stuff, but anyway, I can't remember if she was married. But I think she was married, right? If you notice, both of them were 20. And the gentleman stated that the human brain is not fully developed till at the age of 21. So the reason why she committed suicide because she wasn't fully matured and she herself couldn't deal with proper pressure. Okay? Just the same way as the young gentleman who followed her and harassed her and all the cases that we talked about, you know, you would see a pattern, all right, in all these matters. There's a pattern. So I just want to read this here. On helping programs, like the young lady stated, like the anger management and the walk away classes, if we start to teach kids at that early age, and then we use Jesse, she talked about how her cousin got stabbed 17 times from her boyfriend. Well, you know, we use that as an example, and we put it on a poster board, and we show the young ladies and we show the young gentlemen, and we say, see here, this gentleman killed his girlfriend. Now he is in jail, and she is dead, and she was innocent. He couldn't walk away. So since he couldn't walk away, he got 35 years in jail, probably even a death sentence. But look what he leave behind. He leave behind two children, right? But he killed his baby mom, right? So what gone wrong here? How could you love somebody? They have two child for you, two children who y'all two make together. Now, the father killed the mother. Now the father is in prison, the mother's dead, and the two children is living. So you ask the kids them, what went wrong? And let them answer, let them figure it out. So you use these cases and matters. Put them in training programs in the school. Have the police come in, have the guidance counselor, and let them use their brains. And this is going to program them in future by them having a simulation. They will know how to react. They know, well, yeah, I need to walk away because I remember seeing many times from grade 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in junior school what the situation was with all these murders and stuff like that. And the police show me this, and the teacher show me this, and then the guys that end up in prison, then you show them the flex of what happened in prison. Like, you know, it's because it's stages. See, committing a crime is one thing. Now you got to face the penalty by going before the courts. Then you got to face justice by going into the prison. And that is a different word. So it's stages. So show them stages. This is what happens if you commit murder. This is what happens if you don't walk away. Yeah? And then you show them. And this would program them and teach them what is right for wrong. At the same time, you bring in ladies like Lady Cheryl Wilson, Lady Pendleton, and you teach them about the stage, how to dress, how to talk, you know, what to look for in a man. You know? And at the same time, we need to have a lot of man mentors going on in this country. So the government is going to have to invest in many man mentorship programs in the country and teach young men on how to be men. What is right is what is wrong. How to walk away. How to become a businessman. And what a real man is. Okay, because we must remember, the doctor was on the show last week and he said the human brain isn't fully developed till the age of 21. So we have many youngsters right now in the country who are underdeveloped. Their brains are underdeveloped, male and female. So even though we're saying they're 20 and call them man and female, they're underdeveloped. They lack the experience to make a rational decision on what is right and wrong. And then they go from 0 to 100 and they have a serious anger problem, right? They grow up in a community, eh, that has no structural programs whatsoever. So we have to invest serious. We have to invest in man mentorship program. And I want the ladies of this country who hold high positions in this country, you can make a big difference in this country because your name alone, Lady Pendleton, Lady Cheryl Wilson, if you were to assemble women that goes, get up school young ladies and teenage young ladies and groom them and teach them how to dress and help them get a scholarship, this country change. So we need the lady leaders of this country, you know. The woman them, like Rodney Monica say, the woman them, you know, to step to the forefront. And then we need the man them step to the forefront. All right? Simple as that. I want to read this real quick. I read it last week. This is some data from the Ministry of National Security. I was picked by the Minister of National Security to be on the advisory board alongside Dr. David Allen. This information was provided by his assistants. And it shows here incidents of suicide in the Bahamas from 1991 to 2021. And like I said, from 1990 to 1992, it was four suicide in 1991. There were three in 1992. There were eight in 1993. There were eight in 1994. There were five in 1995. There were four in 1996. There were five in 1997. There were three in 1998. There were five in 1999. There were 10 in 2000. And you know why it was 10 in 2000? Remember when they said the world was coming to end? And a lot of people commit suicide around the world. Remember that? All right. 2021, six murders, six suicide. No lie, 2001, yeah. 2002, it was three. 2003, it was three. 2004, it was two. 2005, it was five. 2006, it was four. 2008, it was seven. 2009, it was 10. 2010 was 11. 2011, it was eight. 2012, it was six. 2013, it was 12. 2014, it was four. 2016, it was 12. 2017, it was six. 2018, it was four. 2019, it was 12. 2020, it was, hold on, I think I made a mistake. I think it was 2019, it was eight. 2020, it was 10. And 2021, it was nine. And we had this lady at the age of 20 commit suicide because she was under pressure. And she had a lot of help. It's just that, you know, she reached a point where she was traumatized, a hard voice of fear. And she took her life. So ladies, it's just simple. When you look for a boyfriend, look for a boyfriend who is looking to get somewhere in life that you're talking to him and you're seeing where he say, baby, like I said, you know, this is what I want to do. Time is 22, 23. He's working towards, he's not just a talker. All right? And the same thing, gentlemen, look for a lady who, you know, you don't want a woman who you take advantage of. And always when they mean take advantage of, you could be the one who brings the finance. You could be the one who working. You don't want a woman who cleans those, cook the food, stays home and all that stuff. No. You want that type of woman, but make it a 50-50 balanced relationship where you could also clean those. You could also cook. The woman don't need to cook every day, clean the kitchen every day because you're giving the money and you're just leaving her to do everything in the house and why as you go old. No. That's not the kind of relationship. You mix it up, you know. When your wife and your wife who you love, you know, or your girlfriend, she clean the house Monday. You know, you come home Tuesday or Wednesday and you clean the house. She cook Monday to Thursday. You say, no, baby, today is my day. You relax. Okay, baby, I get this. Let me cook for you today. You know, this is the kind of things you want to create again. And then you wake with your sons and daughters the same way, you know, let them clean the house. Because we are spreading our children too, and we're not teaching them no principle, you know. And this goes to principle too. A lot of these young men out here don't have no principle. They don't have no values. They were never taught no values. Children that they don't even go to church no more. All right? So no one is teaching them what is right and wrong. And the family structure is actually completely destroyed. So we have to build a stronger Bahamas. And I hope that we keep on investing in the country, you know. But we gave some great ideas tonight. And I think there is some great solution. We need to add those programs, like the young lady who has that beautiful voice, spoke on the show, did a tremendous job. You know, we need to introduce those programs. Anger management, how to walk away. We need people to come in and speak to the kids in the school. At the same time, help them also, you know. Yeah. So I feel it for the young lady who committed suicide at the age of 20. I feel it for her child. And I hope that, you know, we so much against the male. Males ain't the only problem in this. Females are the problem also. Because we get females just as aggressive as males in this country. as much as we could point our fingers at the male being aggressive, yes, males are aggressive. But I also want you to know that females are very aggressive too. All right? We get some females out there, don't play around. Let me get this last thing before I go. My friend Roach, he didn't want to bar on Lewis Street. It's closed down now. So even me, occasionally I went to the bar just to hail him up, you know. Sometimes when I come off the show for a ride, just to clear my head, you know, because you know how it go. I have my relationship problem too, you know. I ain't perfect, but I deal with it the best way I can deal with it, you know. It's hot. Yeah, my heart hurting, but I get a son. And if I go, then I mess up. And I have a whole community, and I get a country looking up to me. So I can't go there and mess up. Who's going to take care of my son? If I go there and mess up, huh? He's turning in what? My son is, I think, 16 now. He's 18. When he's finishing school, I got to make sure he have a car. I got to make sure if he's going to rent an apartment in the States, I got to make sure I want $20,000 for him, that when he come to school, he don't need nothing. I have to go get these things because I be a failure to him. Because he's coming out of school. And this is my responsibility. He can't go to nobody else or depend on nobody. I know he's going to need a car. He's in America. If he wants to go to college, et cetera, needs to go travel, I have to provide that. So I'm doing everything I can right now. And this what I put in my head. I said, that's why I can't mess up. So put priorities. So guys, when you're going to make mistakes, how could you harm the woman who has children for you? You don't think about your children and how you're going to leave them to perish, because the greatest gift a child has is his parents, because there's no one is going to do, no one is going to do for the child the way how the mother and father is going to do for the child. They're going to work tireless hours just to make sure that child eat. Okay? So it's very important that you make the right decision before you go and harm your baby mother. Okay? Understand that's your baby mother. If you harm her, who is going to take care of the children? Huh? You've been together 10 years and you have 2-3 children. Nah, because we break up. You get so mad, you trying to tell me you could forget that she has children for you. That you'd go to the extent to actually grab her and shoot her or strangle her. You know what you is, my brother? Let me tell you this. You ain't a gangster. You ain't a man. You is a worthless piece of crap. And you don't deserve to have no children. And you deserve, whatever you get. Just like the gentleman who caused this lovely lady, Miss Kalma, commit suicide. There's something to pay. All right? You can see the face of that woman. You're going to see the face of that child. And wherever you're sitting on, my brother, when you had the power and you was abusing her, and you was taking advantage of her, right? And you was the almighty. Nah, you didn't even have the chance to kill her. You made her kill herself. So you, my brother, listen, what goes around comes around. Your conscience, my brother, might even cause you to go crazy. Because I'm going to say this. My conscience always killed me on this incident. I'm going to close on this. I caused my friend Keenan Roberts get killed. He was just 17 years of age. Hang with me because I was a top gangster. I stopped a guy a day prior, you know, in Mason Addition. Stopped him 3-4 times with this big kitchen knife. Guy get away, and he point at me, you know, and he say, "Yo, Scoochie, come back, boy, nigga, kill you." And you know what I say? I say, "Boy, kya, excuse my language." I say, "Boy, kya, ass." You know, I was used to this. Because, you know, I get shot at some time. I just was a mess. I just was wilding. And, you know, I ran the next day. We was trying to get him to the corner. Me and my friend, Boma, and Gino Pratt still living. We call him Cat. And Ronald Boma Pratt, he is deceased. And three of us was just walking. And we saw these two guys passing his bicycle. And we ain't paying no attention. And I hit a I had a gun select, you know, and I see this guy jump off the bicycle. But we were so drunk, you know, he's drinking nitrate and 4 or 5. So, and we were really terrorists. We were like, we were walking in war. We were gun prone. You know, we got shot at so much and we shoot at so many guys and stuff. So we were gun prone. And my friend Kenan Roberts was innocently sitting on the porch, you know, and he loved me to death. You know, he'd do anything for me. And this guy, these guys opened fire. They fired with 8 shots, you know, and 8 shots past me, you know. And my friend Scray, he used to be in the Grove. He is now deceased. He had a 9mm on him, and he returned fire, you know. But we didn't hit nothing because the guys hiding behind the house. So he just fired because we didn't know where the gunshot was coming from. But we saw the fire coming down the streets. You know, and we started walking, and we run after the guy. We run to see where the guys ran, but we stopped. And then we turned around the road, and, you know, nothing was that happened. You know, they were shooting at me. And when I walked down the road, I hear all the screaming, you know. You know, when I walk down and I walk further, I look on the porch, on my cousin's porch. Nikki passed away too. She had a heart attack. And Keno was there with his brains blow at his head. You know, and it was all because of me. You know, all because of me. If I didn't choke that guy with a knife, this guy wouldn't come back. Shoot at me, try to kill me and Gino. But he ended up killing Keno Roberts. And that's on me. And that haunted me to this day. You know, because I knew the guys, them shot at me. And I was the cause of it. And I have to live with that for the rest of my life. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing everything I'm doing now in the country. I have to try to save lives and be educational, find programs, have this conversation on the show, find the fault in our way of life, like the topics tonight, and see if we could find great callers like what we had tonight and help them give their opinion and their solution. And quite frankly, we had great solution here tonight. And try and make a difference in the country. So we're completely out of time. I want to say thanks to my sponsors, Drifters, you know, Fish Fry Awaki, you know, sponsor the show. So he sponsored the show for a whole month. So I'd like to say to Drifters. I also like to say Scrubber, Jovius, Restaurant and Bar. And both of these are young businesses on the Fish Fry, Junkanoo Beach area. And they're young entrepreneurs, and they are doing great things. So I want to give a shout out to my two sponsors, Joeyus and Drifters, all right? What a wonderful sponsor you guys have provided for me. And I hope and I bless your business to continue to be blessed with a lot of great customers. The clientele is great there. So Bayman people, if you want some nice food, go to Joeyus or Drifters. Fish Fry, Awaki. So I hope you enjoy the show here tonight. I see Constance Richardson. You watching? Constance, I see you. Good night. Let me see what you're saying. You are doing an amazing work. Keep it up, my friend. Yeah, Constance, my old love. Constance. Oh, yes. Yes. No, ladies. Pick the right gentleman. Can't pick guys who tote gun. You might have a good boyfriend with a gun, and he might be a good guy, right? In this community. But if you have one who does armed robbery and says your boyfriend or just come in and out of jail, unless he's rehabilitated and wants to change his life and make himself a better person, and you're not seeing these changes, then don't be with him. Because you're putting your own life in jeopardy. You're dealing with somebody who has an anger management problem. You understand? And if he get mad, here he goes from 0 to 100. And every time, and everyone knows, if you get mad, what happens? Huh? You do things uncharacteristics, right? All right? So please, you know, be careful on who you allow to come in your life. All right? On both ends, the male and females. And like I say, I hear everyone talking about, you know, we need to protect the females. We need to protect the males also, because the males are here and the problem is here. It's a 50-50 thing we're going to deal with in the country. So I want to say to everyone, I hope you enjoy the show, and we'll see you next week on Inside Inner City. God bless. All right? And enjoy. Good night, Bahamas. Constant.
Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke.